Blog Talk Radio.
We would have you understand that the flame that you are burns eternally and shall never go out, no matter how bright you allow yourself to become. We shall have you understand that you exist now and always shall, and you always have, because now is the only time and the only place and the only existence there is and always has been and ever shall be. You are eternal. You are infinite. You are spirit. You are body. You are mind. You are heart. You are soul. You are an idea. You are an expression. You are a thought. You are a dream of the infinite creation. But that is reality, and all reality is couched within your dream. You contain it all. You are the whole expression in your own individualized way. You are the matrix. The matrix is you. You are everything. Everything comes from you. Everything gives birth to you as you reinforce the existence of everything and everyone. All that is, the infinite creation, the fabric of existence, chose you, chose that you should exist, chose you, consciously chose you. You are in that way, therefore, blessed, and we would have you understand that. Simply because of the fact that you exist, you are blessed. For you are created out of divine material, out of divine light. You are the infinite creator. And your existence was a conscious decision, a conscious thing, a conscious choice. Act in like manner. Be of like mind. Respect yourselves. Love yourselves unconditionally. For out of unconditional love were you created. And out of unconditional love shall you create anything you desire. Begin to feel the energy of your interlinking with all thought forms, all consciousness, all civilizations, all eyes, all ideas, all mind, all heart, all soul, all spirit is one. And you are one within that sea, within that pool. Know that you are the fabric and the essence of the galactic energy. Not one of you, in that sense, can be removed from the matrix without the collapse of the entire structure. You are integral in that way. You are essential in that way. And we would have you understand that because you are interconnected in this way, because everything you do has impact within the entirety of creation, that you deserve to exist in this way, and you deserve to be the fullest individual you can imagine yourself to be. That you deserve to manifest all the things you can conceive of. That you deserve the existence you have been given, or it would not have been granted to you. That you deserve all the love you can imagine, because love is what you are made out of. That you deserve all the light you can create in your life, because light is what you are made out of. Feel in the beating of your heart that it keeps pace with the rhythm and the pulse of the spinning of all the galaxies, of the fabric of existence itself, of the universal heart of infinite creation. For you all beat within that heart, and not a one of you is outside the heart of all that is. You are the blood and the life force of God itself. It is your force and your life as well. You are it, and it is you. Out of your dreams, be born. Out of your heart, be alive. Out of your soul, be light. For you are nothing else.
Revolutionary Life, right here on Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host today, tonight. Gary is my name. And I'm hosting here tonight on Blog Talk, Revolutionary Life Program. It's a program where we look at the things that affect our lives every day, directly and indirectly. But we look at them from a revolutionary point of view. That's the difference, guys. And so revolution is just change. And there's a lot of things that needs to be changed out here. The revolutionary just wants to be on the vanguard of change because change is inevitable. One way or another, things will change. If you keep your finger on the pulse, you can ride that change. You can play change. You can make it play you, pay you. If you don't, you get taken under by the wave, don't you? We try to keep our fingers on the pulse around here. So thanks for listening in. I appreciate everybody who's listening in to Revolutionary Life this evening. Just keep in mind, we're here every weekday night, Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Be there. And so tonight, May 27th, 2021, our title of our program tonight, the topic of our program tonight is on cryptocurrency and currency in general, guys. We've done a little bit on currency, on money, the history of it, what happened to it, how it get to be the root of all evil and all these other nasty terms for it. And we also talked a little bit in the past about cryptocurrency. And so, it's hot, it's still in the news, there's still folks out there all over the internet trying to sell you crypto. Pull up your news sheet, just go to your financial markets, and you will see that there's all kinds of crypto out there, different names, Bitcoin, Ethereum, Cardano, Dogecoin, XRP, you name it, they're out there. And they're all competing for your money, for you to invest in them. And so since it's all plattered all over the place, I thought we'd better get back in here because sometimes we fall for the hype if we don't know any better. And sometimes we know better and we still fall for the hype. So let's make sure we're not doing things in ignorance, or let's just make sure we're looking clearly. One of the things we like around here is clarity. We know things need to be changed. We know we're on the progressive end of change. We're on the front of change. The revolutionary is someone who wants to be on the vanguard of change. And so we wanted to see what cryptocurrency would add to the change in the financial markets and the change in your financial position and your financial capabilities. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, guys. Tonight I want to talk to you about the reason I'm going to talk to you about some of the initial purposes, supposedly, of Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. What were they supposed to do when they were created? What was the hype? What was the big thing about cryptocurrency when it first came out? And then we're going to look at where it is today and how it got that way. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We need to know. We need to know because cryptocurrency and every other type of financial instrument and just basic commodities are all subject to what the cryptocurrency is subject to today. How did it get that way? And how did it start? What was it supposed to be? Is it doing what it was supposed to do, what it was created to do? We're going to check that out. I'm going to give you a little music. When I come back, we're going to talk cryptocurrency. And is it a savior for us or if it's just another company stripped? I'm going to give you a little music. I'll be right back. Life. This is Gary. I'm your host. Remember, we're here every weekday night between 7 p.m. and 9 Central Standard Time, right here on Block Talk Radio. Guys, if you're new here, all of our shows are archived. I want you to know that. If you're on my site, you should be able to scroll down and see all of our previous shows. If you want to follow our shows, you'll see a follow button up at the top. It'll give you a heads up when we're online. If you want to share, there's also a share button up there. All right? Tonight on Revolutionary Life. Oh, by the way, this is also a call-in show. So at a certain point in this show, we'll be announcing the call-in section. That section is devoted entirely to you. I call it your time to shine. So I set aside a part of this show for call-ins. I'll open up my chat room as well so that people will be able to add things to the chat. I'll be monitoring the chat and responding. And tonight, our topic is what happened to the concept of cryptocurrency, replacing fiat currency. Yeah, replacing the dollar, let's say. Yeah. Yeah. When I first heard of cryptocurrency, and maybe you too, if you've been up on it, if you haven't, check this out. It was revolutionary. It was revolutionary. If you believe we lived in a government that just printed money, that had no backing, promissory notes, Federal Reserve notes, we called it fiat money, money not backed by anything. Some of the old heads will tell you money used to be backed by gold, made it kind of stable because gold and the price of gold was kind of stable. And so it made money kind of stable. But we went off the gold market and we just started printing paper with nothing backing it. And IOUs, promissory notes, Federal Reserve notes, that's what it says on your money, a Federal Reserve note. It doesn't say a gold certificate or a silver certificate the way it used to, right? So it's not backed by anything other than the faith of the government that produces it and what it's worth up against other people's money. And so we did a whole thing on what happened to money, period, where we talked about the fact that money was revolutionary too in its inception because it made the market run smoother. You had a universal means of exchange among people. Right? If I wanted to buy something at the market, I didn't have to bring to trade whatever the guy selling it, that thing, wanted. If he wanted wheat for his fish, and I didn't have wheat, I couldn't get his fish. But if I walked up to him with a universal means of exchange, a cowrie shell or wampum or some other money, gold, I could buy whatever he had. I didn't have to bring a specific thing to the market that guy wanted to trade for. I could just bring money. And it made the marketplace run so much smoother. However, somebody decided to try to make money off money. And that's where money went off the rails. And so, a new type of currency was created. This Sakato Yakamoto, some guy, cryptic guy, nobody knows who it was, introduced this cryptocurrency concept. Not really a piece, nothing material, just a computerized currency, digital currency, ones and zeros. Now, what was revolutionary about it in its beginning, what made it sound really revolutionary, is that you could step, the hope that you could step away from U.S. dollars and this fluctuation up and down with deflation and inflation and all that good stuff. And the fact that it wasn't backed by anything, just fiat money that the government is just printing and causing inflation and deflation and manipulating, it would get us away from U.S. fiat currency, dollars. And we would trade in something that was more stable. They only made so many bitcoins and promised not to make any more. That's a promise, but it's not hard to make some more. But they say there's only so many bitcoins. We're not going to print anymore. We're not going to do like the American dollar. When we need some money, we just go print some more. And all of a sudden, the dollar It costs $3 to buy what it used to, $1 used to buy, because there's so many dollars in circulation. And in a capitalist society, quantity lowers the value. Scarcity raises the value. And so more money just means cheaper money. Just means money, you need more money to buy the same things that you used to buy for less money. Since money is the value of your money starts to go down as more money. It's called inflation. And so, in fact, that's what's going on right now, guys. You see, President Biden has put forth this $1 trillion infrastructure program. Well, the U.S. government is in debt, right? You're in debt. We're in debt. There's a debt clock. You can walk downtown in some states. You can walk downtown and you can see a big debt clock. And it'll be ticking off how much debt the nation is in. Right? So where is this money coming from? If we're still borrowing money to get by. If we're still in debt. Well, everybody says that Biden is just going to stop printing money. If they need more money, just print more money. Need more money, just print. Just go to the presses and make some more money. Well, what happens out there with the quantity scarcity dynamic at work is that now that there's more money, the money is worth less. They print more, you go to the store and find out that what you paid, or a gas station or whatever, what you paid for a loaf of bread yesterday is now twice as much as what it was. Inflation. The prices are inflated like a balloon. And your dollar will only get half of what it used to get. So you need more dollars. And so you print more dollars. And so the price starts to go, the value of the dollar starts to fall. And what it can retrieve in goods and services. And so the fear right now is that Biden will print all of this money. The value of money will drop, making it hard on everybody to buy the things they need. And the whole economy is going to crash because the money is going to be worthless. It's going to take a wheelbarrow full of dollars to get a loaf of bread. That has happened in some countries, by the way, when their currency start to become less worthless, like the German mark. That's another story. But it is true that your currency can be so low that it takes suitcases full of money to buy what $1 or $2 used to buy. When you have inflation, the price starts to go up for everything because the worth of the value of the dollar goes down. And so everybody's afraid inflation is going to hit us hard because Biden, where's Biden going to get all his money? He's going to print it, they say. Well, you know why they say that? You know why they said Biden is going to print it? Because the other alternative Biden has that he probably, that he'd have to be bold enough to implement. The other alternative to making printing more money to pay for this infrastructure is to go to the deep pockets, go to those who made out like bandits from this economy, those who have become billionaires and almost trillionaires, and ask them to come up off of some of that money. Oh, no, that would be soaking the rich. That would be punishing the rich for being rich. That would be like socialism. That would be all kinds of negative things that would come up if you asked the wealthy for more of their money. They'll start hiding their money offshore in offshore accounts to keep you from getting it. They'll hire tax people to make sure they don't have to pay taxes, that they pay less taxes than you do, and they make billions of dollars. How is that? They have tax shelters, legal shelters, and offshore accounts. or their money is not counted. They know how to hide money. They set up charities. And they claim they're giving to charity, so they don't have a lot of money because they gave so much to charity. They're philanthropists. If you give to charity, you're just charitable. When they give to charity, they're philanthropists. And so that's just another way of hiding money. And you can look at my older presentation, guys, and I'll tell you how the wealthy has always done it. If you had the Ford family got wealthy, all that money starts showing up in their bank account, so they start donating that money to charity. What was the charity? The charity was the Ford Foundation. Oh, yeah, they set up a foundation. And oftentimes, their friends and relatives are sitting on the boards of these foundations. And so when they give $1 million to a foundation as a charitable, they can write that off their income tax. So the Ford family created a charity, the Ford Foundation, a nonprofit that they could donate money to take it off their taxes. The Carnegie family, another wealthy family in this country, created the Carnegie Foundation. Yeah, that's the way to do it. There's the Rockefeller Foundation. Yeah. There's the Trump Foundation. Right. Run by the Trump family. So you can give money to a charity. All you got to do is create the charity to hide money, to keep it from being taxed. And so you can pull the cover off of all of that. You can demand that people who make a certain amount of money give a certain amount back in taxes or other things to make sure that the country has money, that everybody can survive. And these programs can be run without making and printing more money. So he doesn't have to print more money. He could just redistribute money. Now, that will send up alarm signals. Just the concept of the redistribution of wealth speaks of socialism and communism. But the redistribution of wealth, the wealth exists, first of all. There's the billions out there. It's just in the pockets of a few people. And if you go to those people who are making billions of dollars and you ask for contribute one of those billions out of the hundreds of billions of dollars they make, you get all kind of outcry. Soak in the rich. You soak in the rich. You're punishing people for success. No, you need money. We need money. The country needs money. So why would we go and print some more money when the country has plenty of money in it? It's producing lots of wealth. It's just that most of that wealth, according to the stats, are going to 1% of the population. Redistributing that wealth equitably would take some of that money that's going to the 1% of the population, and that 90-something percent that's struggling for what's left would get some in terms of infrastructure and programs and for working people and the like. But if you dare not ask the rich for a dime, you dare not tax the rich higher because they're making more money. You dare not remove their tax shelters where they can hide money so they don't have to pay taxes. You dare not find their offshore accounts and tax those accounts. You leave them folks alone so that they can buy, you know, 100-foot yachts and whatnot while the rest of us struggle to pay rent and utilities and find a job. And while our roads and bridges fall apart, they could care less, obviously. So they know he won't. They assume he's not going to do that. They assume that he'll use the easy way out, and that is to go to the Federal Reserve and the Treasury and print some more money to pay for these infrastructure. When he doesn't have to, when he does have an alternative, redistribution of wealth. But will he take that alternative? Most folks don't assume he will, because nobody does who wants to stay in power. So they assume he will take the natural one, that is to go print more money. And we have inflation. So they're looking for the big crash to come up, where the dollar is going to be worth less and less. Inflation. Doesn't have to be. But this program was about your crypto. Your crypto was to replace the dollar. Your crypto was revolutionary. We were going to start trading in a currency that didn't have to go through any banks, any financial institutions. Didn't nobody know what we bought or who we bought it from or how much we paid for it. We could have a wallet full of money out there on the internet, and nobody would know how much is in that wallet or what we're doing with that money. Totally separate from U.S. currency. As a matter of fact, one day replacing fiat currency, because it was supposed to be more liable, more stable, since they were only going to print so many bitcoins. We wasn't going to do like the dollar and go print more and more and more when we need it. Oh, no. There's only so many bitcoins out there. And that's all they're going to make. That's it. And so it was supposed to be stable, like gold used to be when the dollar was backed by gold. It stabilized the dollar. But now the dollar is not backed by any hard asset. And so here come cryptocurrency saying we can do better than that. We don't need fiat currency. Fiat currency is a joke. It's not money, not backed by anything. It's just promissory notes. We're passing around IOUs, and that debt has to be paid someday. However, cryptocurrency did not replace the dollar. The revolutionary aspect of cryptocurrency, if you don't like the way this government is being run, if you don't like the Federal Reserve and the banking system and the big-time bankers who are controlling the money and controlling you and all that, you could get out of the matrix and get into cryptocurrency, where they can't manipulate your money, where they can't monitor you and tell you what to spend and how much you can have and all that good stuff. You can have a separate currency from this government's currency. You're breaking chains. You're not chained to the dollar anymore. You had an alternative currency coming up called crypto. Well, whatever happened to that? I'll tell you what happened. I'll tell you when I get back. I'll tell you exactly what happened to your cryptocurrency dreams of replacing fiat currency. Did it come anywhere near replacing the dollar, being an alternative to the dollar? Well, let's look at that when we get back. Let's see how close we came to having a revolutionary new currency out there. You're listening to Revolutionary Life. This is Gary. I'm your host tonight. And tonight, guys, we're back into a little bit about the Bitcoin's Ethereum cryptocurrency. I told you, when I first heard of cryptocurrency, it was a revolutionary idea. It was off the grid type of idea. It's a breakaway from the fiat currency. It's a breakaway from the control of the Federal Reserve and the banks and the international monetary funds and all the international bankers out there and the central banks and the World Bank and how they manipulate us and they manipulate our currency and everything. How money was not backed by anything anyway. It's all fiat money. It's just printed money. It's no longer backed by anything. Gold, silver, anything. Just paper. It's backed by, you know, trust in the country that produces it, I guess. Whatever you can get for it in goods and services, that's what it's worth. And I went over thing in another presentation, money, and you can see what happened to money. It became a commodity. Not a universal means of exchange necessarily. It became there became an entire industry of making money off of money. And money went off the rails at that point. And so crypto is going to break us away from the centralized banks. We didn't need a financial institution. We could buy, sell, and trade without anybody overseeing the process. We can make our own money. We can create our own currency. That way we don't have to depend on U.S. dollars. There can be inflation or deflation. They can take away the dollar. Won't matter to us. They can do whatever they want to do with manipulating the currency. We create our own money, our own currency, off the grid, break away from that system that's been ripping us off. Right? Let's make our own money separate from the dollar. In fact, if enough people use it, it'll take place of a dollar. There's only so many Bitcoins, so it's more stable than the dollar because ain't nobody gonna keep printing it and printing it and printing it when they need more. There's only so many. And Bitcoin has promised not to create any new ones. And so there's only so much out there. And because it has a finite amount, its price should be more stable than the dollar, which has no finite amount. They just keep printing them, and driving the value of the dollar down. All right? And so cryptocurrency was to replace all that. Cryptocurrency was to take us out of that system and put us in a whole nother system where we're independent of these banks. What happened to that dream? What happened to cryptocurrency? It never became a currency, number one. That is to say, unlike a dollar, which is currency, I can take it to the gas station, I can take it to the grocery store, and when I look at the prices in the grocery store, those prices will not be priced in Bitcoin. They'll be priced in dollars, how many dollars it's worth, how many fiat dollars, American fiat currency, Federal Reserve notes, it's worth. When I go to the gas station, the gallon of gas is going to be priced in dollars. They're going to want dollars, not Bitcoin. There is not a Bitcoin price on the pump. There's a dollar price on the pump. And so until Bitcoin can go, you can go to the store with Bitcoin. You can go shopping with your Bitcoin. Anywhere you want to go. Any place in the marketplace. And spend it like you spend a dollar. It's not currency. In an ocean, the current moves in the Andes. It's not moving. It's not currency. Until you can go to the store with it. The corner store, the filling station, Kroger, the grocery store, pay your bills with it. It's not currency. My utility company wants cash money, dollars. They don't have a Bitcoin amount. They don't display a Bitcoin amount I could use instead of dollars, let's say. They don't say either you owe $100 or you owe half a Bitcoin or a quarter of a Bitcoin. That don't happen yet. As long as it doesn't, when you walk in that store, if you want to buy something, hey, you're going to have some cash, have some dollars. Period. All right? And so, rather than Bitcoin replacing the dollar as currency, it never became currency. The dollar did. Still is. And as long as that's true, the Bitcoin is not living up to its promise. Now, there's a few companies out there that say, we take Bitcoin. I've seen a few here, there, certain towns, certain cities, certain progressive towns or something. Elon Musk offered to use Bitcoin. You could use Bitcoin to buy a Tesla. That was short-lived. Before the week was out, he was announcing no more Bitcoins for Teslas. He wants dollars for Teslas. He wants regular old fiat dollars. Keep your Bitcoin. He changed his mind. So what's up with the Bitcoin? What's up with the cryptocurrency? What happened to it? What happened to it replacing the dollar? What happened to it being more stable than the dollar? What happened to it being an off-the-grid way of handling your business without having to go through all these institutions and the like? What happened to its revolutionary capability? Let's break away from the system. Start our own currency. What happened to that? We don't need to be tied up in this dollars and central banks and Federal Reserves and all these bankers. Let's create our own money. What happened with that? It could have happened. It could have happened if enough people who invested early on probably had this dream that one day cryptocurrency would replace doing transactions with dollars, with fiat money, with money not backed by anything, with paper money, with promissory notes. What happened? I tell you what happened. The Bitcoin became a commodity, not a currency. The Bitcoin became a commodity. By definition, a commodity is something created for the sole purpose of sale or trade. The Bitcoin became a commodity. The Bitcoin hit the stock market. Now you could trade on the stock market in Bitcoin, just like you can dollars. And not only that, guys, not that the Bitcoin introduced itself, entered into Wall Street along with every other asset class out there, financial instrument. Some of these people are surprised that now they've entered the market, that there are going to be regulations on Bitcoin. Now that it's entered the market, the Securities and Exchange Commission, the Federal Reserve, the Treasury Department, the government is going to start taxing Bitcoin transactions. Now that it's in the market, when you sell your Bitcoin, it's going to be considered a capital gain. If you make money off of selling Bitcoins, you bought it low, is now high. You want to take those money and run. You want to take the profits. So you're going to sell your Bitcoins. Well, if you made money, you owe money. Because once you enter Wall Street, And the rules going to hit you just like they hit every other commodity traded on the street. You're going to have to pay capital gains tax on your Bitcoin gains. Just like any other commodity sold on the exchange. And so instead of Bitcoin being this rebel money, this revolutionary new way of breaking away off the grid financial system, it went the way of every other financial instrument out there. It went to Wall Street. And Wall Street got its hands on it. And now it's going to be taxed, tracked. One of the things about Bitcoin was anonymity. It's going to be taxed and tracked. It's going to be regulated. The Securities and Exchange Commission, the Federal Reserve, the Treasury Department, everybody's going to get their hands in the Bitcoin industry. And they're going to regulate the shit out of it. Right? So you can move to Puerto Rico, they tell me, and hide from taxes if you got Bitcoin. Hide from transaction fees. Hide from capital gains tax. You're still in the United States technically when you're in Puerto Rico. But for some reason or another in Puerto Rico, you don't have to pay certain taxes on your Bitcoin. And so it turns out young entrepreneurs actually are moving to Puerto Rico for no other reason, primary reason, to not have to pay for their transactions via taxes, to not be regulated. So you can always move to Puerto Rico. But here it comes. But it's coming. It's coming, baby. Your Bitcoin is going to be subject to everything else. Another commodity traded on the market, because that's what it's become. Just another financial instrument, just another commodity, not currency, not some alternative coin or alternative currency, not some way to get you off the grid. How is it possible that a Bitcoin can get you off the grid, away from fiat currency, when every time you buy a Bitcoin, guess what you use to pay for it with? Fiat currency. Whenever you get ready to buy something with a Bitcoin, guess how it's valued? In fiat currency. Whenever I look at the stock market and see what fiat currency is worth, its value is reflected to me in fiat currency. If I want to get rid of my Bitcoin, sell it to somebody, I will sell them my Bitcoin, but what they give me back for my Bitcoin is fiat currency. If I want to make a purchase with my Bitcoin, I got to go. If I want to buy Bitcoin, I got to buy it with fiat currency. If I want to make a purchase with Bitcoin, I have to flip it into fiat currency. If I want to sell my Bitcoins, get rid of them, what I want in return is fiat currency. You tell me how far the concept of cryptocurrency has fallen when its very value is measured in fiat currency. All it's become, guys, is a speculative tool. It's a financial instrument, and you can speculate in it. If you like to gamble, if you're a day trader, if you sit in front of a computer all day catching lows and highs and trying to make a little short-term money by short-term investments, you can give a damn about Bitcoin. You can give a damn about that dream. You can give a damn about having a separate off-the-grid currency from fiat money. that ain't even the point anymore. All fiat money, all cryptocurrency has become its company stripped. Its company stripped. It's a dollar in another form. That's all. If you purchase cryptocurrency with dollars, if you exchange cryptocurrency based on their dollar value, if you sell cryptocurrency in return for dollars, it's based on the dollar. The dollar remains the base currency. It doesn't replace anything. It's just company stripped, because you got to go to the company, the dollar, the Federal Reserve note. So you go into the Federal Reserve. You got to go to those same bankers to transact in this currency. You got to go to that same currency to find out the value of your Bitcoin. How much is my Bitcoin worth today? Go look at the market. Tell me if it's worth. It's not calculated for you in dollars and fiat currency. Long ways away from being off the grid. Long ways away from being a separate way of doing business. There's nothing more now than another commodity. Something created for the sole purpose of sell or trade. And if you're a speculator, not an investor, there's a difference. If you're looking for a store of value, you don't want anything as volatile that, you know, you can go to bed one night and SNL can have a comedy skit and Elon Musk or some other big guy can make a joke about that currency. And when you wake up the next day, in 24 hours, it's lost trillions of dollars. You lost everything in 24 hours. That's a little volatile. It could be $60,000 of coin. And before the month's out, it's $20,000 of coin. That's a little volatile, wouldn't you say? It doesn't hold its value for a month. It can't hold its value for a month. In fact, its value can be affected by a tweet. That's how vulnerable the price is, the value of Bitcoin is. It can be changed tomorrow wildly, extremely, by a tweet. And that's only true, guys, because the Bitcoin industry now is taken over by speculators. Look on the internet, guys. Look on YouTube. Everybody out there, all these guys out there on YouTube, they got charts behind them. Hit one of those YouTube channels and you're going to see a chart. And that chart is highs, shows highs and lows and all that kind of shit. But it's all about when the best time to buy and when the best time to sell. Anybody talking to you daily about the best time to buy and the best time to sell is talking to you about something that's volatile. Because something that's stable don't change that much from one day to the next. You can say what you want about gold, but gold is not going to drop to some ridiculous amount because somebody told a joke on SNL about it. Or somebody said something in a tweet, I'm getting rid of my gold. Then I'll take it. Thank you. You can do that with Bitcoin. A tweet from a well-known whale, what they call a whale. Say, I'm getting rid of my Bitcoin, and people run to their brokers or whatever and start selling. Or that same person could say, I'm going to buy Bitcoin. And everybody said, look, Elon Musk is buying millions of Bitcoins. Bitcoin must be the thing. Let's get back in there. And so you run back in there based on Elon Musk. Well, that makes sense when you're a speculator. Because you can give a damn about a company when you buy stock as a speculator. You don't give a damn about that product that they're producing. It might be innovative. It might be revolutionary. That's irrelevant. Look at GameStop. GameStop was closing their doors. A couple of rich guys started buying their cheap stock up. Some speculators said, damn, look at the price go up. Because there's less and less stock, the price is going up. Because somebody's buying millions of shares. So everybody go jump in there. And the price goes up and up and up. Because suckers and suckers and suckers want to be on the rise, you know, as it's going up. They see it going up. As soon as they get high enough, the wealthy people who bought it cheap, millions of shares, start dumping that share. It's called pump and dump. They got a name for it. It's called pump and dump. And it affects speculators. If you're an investor, you put your money in something real. Something that ain't going nowhere anytime soon. Copper, silver, gold, stocks, IBM, Microsoft. They ain't going to close tomorrow. The stock might go down, it might go up, but these folks ain't going nowhere. You know that. And you like what they're doing, so you invest in them. You like all them government contracts Microsoft got, so you invest in them. It ain't going nowhere. But Bitcoin, it's right now, it's nothing but a commodity that's being speculated on in the market. It's not a store value because it's too volatile. You don't store your money somewhere where you can wake up tomorrow morning and because somebody told a joke on SNL or a tweet, you lost all your money. That's ridiculous. That's a little too volatile. The players are out there now. The gamblers, all of these guys you see out there, they're all players. They're all gamblers. They all want, they'll play you and anybody else. Because they're in it to make money. They could care less about the future of cryptocurrency and its original dream of replacing fiat money or being an alternative coin, an alternative currency to using fiat currency. Now, the Bitcoin value is reflected to you in dollars. And you still think this is some alternative coin? It's not only not going to replace the dollar, it is the dollar in a different form. That's all. If you have to translate it into dollars to use it to buy things with, if you have to pay dollars to get Bitcoin, if you sell your Bitcoin and you get paid for that sale in dollars, you're still dealing in dollars, baby. You haven't got away from fiat. You've gotten into it. That's why I say it's company strip. It only works when you go back to the company and say, how much is this worth? And the company tells you how much it's worth. And you can only find out how much it's worth by going to the company. It's like a petrodollar. You've heard of petrodollars. Well, ever since World War II, the United States cornered the market, got the entire market to pay for gasoline with dollars. I don't care if your country makes pesos or shekels. When you go to the market to buy oil, you buy oil in dollars. You have to change that money to some dollars if you want some oil. It's called petrodollars. Some companies store dollar bills in their vaults. Just so when they get ready to buy oil, they'll have American dollars to buy with because that's how it's bought. It's not bought in pesos, shekels, rubles, pounds, lira, yen. It's gas is sold in dollars on the market. And so if you want some gas, you might have some pesos in your pocket, but you're going to have to go transfer that into some dollars and then go to the market to buy that oil. Petrodollars, they call it. And some countries got stores of dollars for sole reason of going buying oil with it. The currency called crypto, it's just petrodollars. It only works as it relates to the dollar. So you haven't broken away from anything. Now, the guy who invented this, back when the dream of a revolutionary breakaway from central banks and the fiat money, back in those days, excuse me, guys. Back in those days, they talked about a time when a Bitcoin would be worth a Bitcoin. You don't hear me. When the value of a Bitcoin was measured in Bitcoin. In fact, to the point where the value of everything else from gold to dollars was measured in Bitcoin. Bitcoin became the stable based currency. Everything else value was translated into its value in how many Bitcoin it can demand. The base currency becomes Bitcoin, not dollars. One Bitcoin is worth one Bitcoin, not $1 or $10 or 1,000 fiat dollars. Now one Bitcoin is worth so many fiat dollars, that's it. It's lost its footing. It's lost its base. It's lost its foundation. It lost its freedom. It sold out for the dollar. And now it's expressed in every way through fiat currency. In every way. We lost the dream of cryptocurrency. We thought it was a revolutionary move. Create our own currency. Break away from this fiat, worthless money. What happened? I did this presentation, guys, because there's so much in the news and there's so much hype going on. They are telling people to get back in the market, get back in the market. Well, these are people who are losing a lot of money. And sometimes when you get back in the market, if they can convince you that you have diamond hands to hold on, to get back in the market, the price will go back up. As more people are convinced to come on back in and buy these Bitcoins at this low. Now it's time to buy. Buy the dip, they will say. Buy the dip. And so now that it's gone way down, if you still got some money left, they want you to hold on or either buy more Bitcoin. Run the price back up. That's how you run the price back up. Well, when it gets up only so high, some of those same people who told you to get back in are going to sell. They just can't sell now because you won't come back in and help run that price up. They're holding on for the suckers to come back. When they come back and that price started going up, some of them very folks who are telling you to buy the dip to jump in right now are just waiting for that price to go up so they can sell their Bitcoin without losing money. And then they'll go back down again in May. It's volatile, so who knows? Certainly not a store of anything. It's volatile. And the only way you're making money today is speculating. If you're a speculator, go to the stock market and gamble. That's on you. If you're an investor, go invest in something. In a new company, a new IPO that's starting up, just has some new innovative new technology or something. Help those guys. They need money. That's the way you raise money. You sell stock. You go public. They need money to do their research, to make a better product, to move things. And you can. And if you believe in that company and they got good leadership and they got good people, you invest in them. You invest in them because you see that they got a good future. Fundamentals, it's called. You check the fundamentals. But if you're gambling, man, if you're not investing, if you're speculating, you're not an investor. Don't even call yourself an investor. If you're speculating, you're a gambler. You're at a casino. You try to make as much money as you can, as quick as you can, get the hell out. You could care less about the company whose stock you just sold or bought. You could care less about Bitcoin being an off-the-grid alternative money, those dreams and those ideas of breaking away and all that good shit. Them days are gone. It's just hustle. It's all about the hustle. It's all about the gamble now. And if you like to gamble, have at it. If you like to day trade, have at it. It's up to you. If you like to go to the casino, it's up to you. It ain't investing. Don't get it twisted. It ain't revolutionary anymore. Don't get it twisted. It's bought and sold by the speculators and the stock market, which is about to start regulating your Bitcoins, unless you move to Puerto Rico. You might as well get your hat, brother, and move to Puerto Rico if you want to avoid have your Bitcoin being regulated and taxed for capital gains like every other financial instrument on the market, every other commodity. That's the whole history of the downfall of money in general. It went from its revolutionary thing of a universal means of exchange to make the market move smoother to a commodity. People start using money to make money. And so, crypto has gone down the same road. That's my crypto rant. It's time for me to open up my lines, guys. My phone number is area code 319-527-6060. 319-527-6060. If you call me, you come straight onto the air. And, well, you might be in line, but you'll get straight on the air. And once you're on the air, everybody will hear what you have to say. Everyone will hear my response. I'm going to be opening up my chat room. So if you have questions, you have comments, things like that, you can pop them in the chat. I'll be monitoring my chat and answering those questions and responding to those comments. I set this side of the show aside for you. It's called Your Time to Shine. We've been talking about cryptocurrency, guys. We've been talking about what it was supposed to be and what it has become. Let me give you a little music. Thank you.
awesome. This is a little. I just want to come.
You're listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Gary. Keep in mind, Revolutionary Life is here on Blog Talk every weekday night, Monday through Friday, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. I want to thank y'all for listening in tonight. We're in our call-in section. Our lines are open, our chat room is open, and we're monitoring both. We've been talking about cryptocurrency tonight. It's been a big thing in the news. People have lost their shirt based off of a tweet or what they call FUD, F-U-D. Have you heard of F-U-D? News that are negative towards Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. It's referred to as FUD. Engendering, I guess it engenders fear and doubt.
FUD.
There's a lot of FUD out there. China, where one third of the cryptocurrency mining takes place. In China, not in the U.S. In China. So China says something about cryptocurrency, negative, and boom, it goes down like a lead balloon. Elon Musk makes a joke on SNL about it. It goes down like a lead balloon. If a news article, a tweet, or a joke can jack you around from highs to low in 24 hours, it's not a store of anything. It's not a store of wealth. Right? It's not stable enough to call itself a store of value, a place to hide your money, to keep it from becoming less money. The idea, man, when cryptocurrency came out, it was revolutionary. We're going to break away from the system. We're going to break away from these central banks. We're going to break away from these financial bigwigs, Wall Street. We're going to break away from this fiat currency, not backed by anything. They're just printing dollars. Used to be backed by something. Now money is not backed by anything. Except the good faith, I guess, of the U.S. government. Whatever you can get in goods and services, that's its value. Whatever it will bring. And goods and services. And so, we were going to get away from that fiat currency and start our own currency. It's revolutionary. See, they got us all hooked up in that dollar. They got everybody hooked on that dollar, so they're manipulating us as they manipulate the money. We can get out of that. Let's set up a whole nother currency arrangement. Well, we can step away from the dollar. Make our own money. Make a new currency that don't go through banks and financial institutions. Nobody knows what we bought, who we bought it from, or how much we paid for it. It's all handled on the blockchain. And nobody can crack the blockchain yet. It's an alternative coin. It's an alternative currency. Number one, never became a currency. If it was a currency, you could take it to your corner store. And you would find prices on your corner store, maybe in both dollars and in Bitcoin. But when you go to your corner store, the price on those items are going to be dollar prices. And the folks at the counter are going to expect you to drop some dollars, right? I swipe a card that represents some dollars you got somewhere. And so, it's not currency. It doesn't flow. It has no current flow. It doesn't flow like a current would in a river. It's not currency, right? When I go to the gas station and I look up at the price, it's going to be priced in dollars. They're not going to have a second price up there saying, oh, and by the way, if you have Bitcoin, this is the Bitcoin price. No, there's one price, and that's a dollar price. And if I got some Bitcoin, and if I want that gas, guess what I'm going to have to do? I'm going to have to convert that Bitcoin into dollar, into fiat currency. If I want to buy a Bitcoin, guess what I have to pay for it? That's what I have to use to buy Bitcoin, fiat currency, dollars. If I sell Bitcoin, guess what I want in return? More Bitcoin? No. You pay me for those Bitcoin in fiat currency. I got a $6,000 worth of Bitcoin. I got one Bitcoin that's worth $60,000. If you want to buy it, I'll sell it to you for $50,000. I'll sell it to you for $60,000. I'll sell it to you for dollars. If I buy Bitcoin, I need dollars. If I sell a Bitcoin, I want dollars. If I have a transaction with Bitcoin, I have to transfer that Bitcoin into dollars to make that transaction. The Bitcoin is anything but an alternative to the dollar. Company strip. You have to go back to the company to find out its worth. When I look at the stock market today, and I go to the Bitcoin market, commodity, it's going to tell me how much the Bitcoin is worth. And guess what denominations? Guess which currency they're going to use to reflect the value of that coin to me? Fiat currency. A Bitcoin is worth $60,000 or $20,000. Tomorrow morning it might be $30,000. You know, you never know. Somebody may tweet. It's vulnerable to tweets, by the way. So if its value is stored, if its value is reflected in dollars, if it takes dollars to buy it, it takes dollars to sell it. You expect dollars in return when you sell it. It takes dollars. You have to change it into dollars to transact with it. You're still dealing with dollars. Why don't you just get some dollars in the first place? I don't know. So cryptocurrency's future is not currency. It's a speculative financial instrument. And if you like to gamble, that's what speculation is. You can go and play Bitcoin. But if you're one of them early guys who thought it was revolutionary, we're going to break away from central banks, you got that another thing coming. It's just a new commodity. By definition, something created for the sole purpose of sell or trade. It's on the stock market. So by definition, it will be regulated by the Securities and Exchange Commission, the stock market. The government commissions, well, the SEC is not quite government, by the way. That's a whole nother story. But it will be regulated like everything else in the market. When you sell your Bitcoin to take a profit because the price has gone up way higher than you paid for it and now you want to get out, now you want to get some of that money in your hand, not just watch it on your computer screen, then you cash out that Bitcoin. If you made a profit, guess what you're going to have to pay? By it being in the market, you're going to have to pay something called capital gains tax, just like any other stock or instrument that you make money off of selling on the stock market. All the regulations associated with all the other financial instruments are going to attach themselves, and the only way to get away from that it's to go to Puerto Rico. Is everybody got Bitcoin, time to move, relocate, start a residence in Puerto Rico, and you can escape being taxed by the IRS on your holdings. It's going the same way, guys. So you early guys, you guys who wanted this coin to be separating us, to get us off the grid, you've been taken over by the gamblers, the speculators, all these guys on the internet telling you to get in, get in now, get out now, buy the dip, hang in there, diamond hand, hold on. My goodness. My lines are still open, guys. I still got some time. My phone number is area code 319-527-6060, and it's your time to shine. My chat room is open also. I'm monitoring the chat. If you have questions, comments, suggestions, hysterical outbursts, you can put them in the chat. I'll be dealing with the chat as they come up. This part of the show I set aside for you. I call it your time to shine. Let me give you a little music. Thank you. are listening to Revolutionary Life right here on Blog Talk Radio. Here's where we deal with issues that affect our lives every day. Well, we just deal with them from a revolutionary point of view, and revolution is just change. And there's a lot of things out here that need changing. I want to thank everybody for listening in tonight as we talked a little bit more about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency. Now, I addressed this question earlier. There's an older presentation you can go back and look at where we just deal with money, the concept of money in general, and whatever happened to money, it's called. Same thing is happening to Bitcoin. It became a commodity. That's it. Didn't have any other purpose for being created other than to buy and sell. And so, if you want to go back and check the old presentations out and get some more background on some of that money history and understanding of currency, which crypto never became, has never become, then you can always go to our on-demand section. If you're on my site, you just scroll down, and you should see an on-demand section. Those are all of our shows. All of our shows are archived. And so you can listen to those older shows. You can comment at those older shows, and I'll get those comments, as a matter of fact. And so, in addition to that, guys, there is a follow button up at the upper right-hand corner, I think left-hand corner of this site. If you're on this site, you can click that button, and you'll know be notified when we're live. And get a heads up on what the topic's going to be. Next to that follow button is a share button. Perhaps you know somebody who's interested in investing in Bitcoin. This presentation said Bitcoin is not an investment. Bitcoin is only good today, as it stands today, for speculating, gambling on the stock market. You call it speculating, it's just gambling. It's just casino work at the stock market. It's just day traders. It's just people making short-term gains, looking for quick money. They're not buying stock because they believe in the company. They were buying GameStop because it went up. GameStop was closing their doors. Some rich folks pumped up the price of the stock. Folks wanted to get in on that rise. As soon as it got high enough, them rich folks sold their stock. And it went right on back down where it's supposed to have been. They can play with you. It's called pump and dump. They got a name for it. It's called pumping and dumping. And the only person gets caught in pump and dump is those who play the game. Speculators. If you're an investor, if you ain't a gambler, then Bitcoin is not for you, it doesn't seem. If you're looking for somewhere to store your value, anything that can turn on a tweet, anything that can go up and down wildly in 24 hours, is volatile. By definition, not a good store of value. It doesn't maintain its value very long. It could be 60 grand. Today, and somebody can put out a tweet or tell a joke on SNL, and when you wake up tomorrow morning, it could be 20,000. That's not quite. That's a little too volatile to call it a place to store your money. So it preserves its value. Oh, no. But if you gamble, guys, if you like to go to the gambling house, if you're a day trader and you sit there watching that screen looking for a chance to sell something you just bought, company be damned that you bought it from, crypto's history and future be damned, that's not your interest. When people invented it, there was a lot of theory behind it. There's a lot of revolutionary content. There's a lot of people thought we were getting away from the banks. We were getting away from fiat money. That was one of the lusters the shiny parts, the interesting parts, getting off the grid. They control us because we use that money. What if we create our own money separate from the financial institution? We don't have to go through a bank. Nobody has to know what we bought or who we bought it from or how much money we got in our wallet, etc. Didn't happen. The gamblers, the casino guys, the gamblers got a hold to it, the speculators. And all it is now is a commodity. All it is something created for the purpose of selling or trading. It's not a currency. You can't take it to the store. Or if you go to the store, there's no prices in Bitcoin versus prices in dollars showing on your product. There's only a dollar sign on your product. Go to the gas station, look up there at the sign. With that, whatever price they show, it's going to be a price in dollars. So even if you got Bitcoin, you got to convert it to dollars, fiat money. If you buy Bitcoin, you have to pay for it in fiat currency. If you sell Bitcoin, what you get in return is fiat currency. If you look on the stock market to check the value of your Bitcoin, that value will be reflected to you in fiat currency. Forget about it. Forget about it. You might as well have fiat currency. Or you can get out there and gamble. Hope the price goes up high enough, sell it. You made a profit. Hey, it's like getting out the casino with some money. You hit big. If you don't walk out that door when you hit, and you hang around in there, you'll be telling up fish stories. I hit for all $1,400. How much did you leave the casino with? I played it all back. They don't have clocks in casinos on the wall. They don't have windows where you look out of. You can go in a casino and get the plan, and when you walk out, it's the next day. You wouldn't even know it. That's the idea. They don't want you to leave, especially when you're winning. They'll give you a free meal, free drinks, all kinds of stuff when you're winning because they don't want you to walk out that door with that money. And so look at the internet now, guys. Go to YouTube. There's hundreds of Bitcoin guys out there, crypto guys out there telling you, get back in there. Diamond hands, they call it. Hold on. Don't give up. Stay in there. Buy some more coin. Buy the dip. Buy the dip. Now is the time to buy. That's the game. And if you want to play it, go right ahead. It's on you. If you're an investor and you're looking for something to invest in, the current crypto situation is not that place. It's too volatile. It's just for hustlers right now. Somebody who might make a quick buck. They could give a damn about the future of Bitcoin. My lines are still open. I got a little more time. I'm going to leave those lines open. I'm going to leave that chat open. And these last little 10 minutes or so, I might get a call. Who knows? I might get a question. Who knows? I might get a comment. In the meantime, I'm going to play a little music. It's your time to shine. We'll be right back. revolutionary life, where we look at all the things in life that affect us, directly and indirectly. We just look at them from a revolutionary point of view. Revolution is just change. There's a lot of things need changing. But as you move toward change, guys, you want clarity, right? You need to be clear about where you're going. An old revolutionary once said, it is better to know where to go and not to know how, than to know how to go and not to know where. Bitcoin has ended up just another commodity produced for the sole purpose of sell or trade. It's not a currency. You can't take it to the store. Till you can, it will not be a currency. It's tagged to the dollar. So it's a dollar. That's all it is. It's script. It's company script. You have to go to the company to determine its value, to exchange it, to buy it. The company being fiat currency, central banks, the Fed. Anything but an alternative, it has become. So I want to put that out there today, because there's just so much hype going on still about cryptocurrency. And I know some of the earlier people who got in on this saw it as revolutionary, a breakaway, off the grid way of dealing, of handling your business and controlling your own money. No banks, no financial institution you got to go through to make a purchase, to make a deal. Nobody tracking what you buy and who you buy it from and how much you pay for it and all that. Let's make our own currency separate from the government's currency. That's a revolutionary break from the government. They control us through that money. What if we make our own money, a separate currency that they can't control? How about that? That got a lot of people excited. And there may be still some of those true believers out there. The guy who created this Bitcoin, this anonymous dude, I mean, he's got a name, Sakamoto or something like that. But he talked about a Bitcoin one day becoming an alternative to the dollar. He talked about the Bitcoin being worth a Bitcoin. One Bitcoin is worth one Bitcoin. Today, he was talking about you saying, how many bitcoins is a dollar worth? Instead, they flipped a strip. Now you're asking, how many dollars is a bitcoin worth? They flipped a strip. You should be asking, how many bitcoins can I get for a dollar? How is this dollar valued? It's valued in how many bitcoins it's worth. Instead, it's just the other way around. When I ask what's the value of a bitcoin, they tell me in dollars, in fiat. I'm back home again. I'm back to old fiat again. I can't seem to get away from fiat. So much for the crypto movement. Maybe we ought to take it back. But it's gone now. The governments are talking about making their own digital currencies. There are all kinds of new digital currencies popping up. So guys, I want to thank everybody for listening in. Who listened in tonight? I want to just keep in mind that if you couldn't stay for the whole presentation, then you can always pick this presentation up on our on-demand section. Since all of our shows are archived, this show, an hour from now, will be in that archive. It will be on demand. And so If you couldn't hear it all, if you missed some of it, all that, don't worry about that. Go to our on-demand section and hit it, and hear what we have to say here. What do we mean by revolutionary look? Because what happens, guys, is we identify the underlying problem with money and the control thereof. You don't control it. Its value is going up and down while it's in your pocket. Thank you for listening in. That's my take on the Bitcoin, guys. Cryptocurrency. All of them. Most of them. And I don't know what you think about it, but if you know people who are interested, you got a share button on my site. Share this presentation with somebody who might want to look at Bitcoin from another point of view. Like I said, if you're a day trader, if you're a gambler, if you're a speculator, get in there and deal with the Bitcoin. Buy low, sell high. All day long. If you're an investor, try to help some company that's coming up, guys. There's these new guys that's coming up, these IPOs, man, these public offerings that are going on. They got new concepts and ideas that they're trying to build on, and they need to raise funds. And so they sell stock publicly in order to fund this effort. If you like what they're doing, if you think it has promise, if you like the team that's working on it, and it's got good fundamentals, that's the term, invest in it. Help the folks out. Maybe this product will become the new thing. I don't know. But it's worth an opportunity. And they need the money. But Bitcoin? There's no product being produced. In fact, the effort to make Bitcoin an alternative coin is dead in the water. It's been taken over now strictly by speculators. I'm your host. I want to thank you for listening in to Blog Talk Radio, right here on Blog Talk Radio, listening in to Revolutionary Life, the program where we deal with the things that affect our lives from a revolutionary point of view. We need clarity. We need to know where we're going. I'll say it again. An old revolutionary said it's better to know where to go and not to know how, than to know how to go and not to know where. Thank you for listening in, guys. As we wind down the show tonight, I'm going to hit you with a little music. And I'll see you tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time.